Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Goldin. Here's this week's parenting from the Parsha Ha'azinu, entitled Hearing the Song of the Torah. This week's Parsha Ha'azinu is not simply a Parsha, it is a song. Poetic, even prophetic in language, Ha'azinu is written in two columns in the Torah, as opposed to the Torah's standard structure. The Parsha thus parallels Shirat Hayam, the song of Az Yashir, chanted by Am Yisrael on the shores of the Yam Suf, which features similar language and is also written uniquely in the Torah. God even introduces Hazinu in last week's parsha by commanding Moshe to write down Hashira Hazot, this song, and to teach it carefully to the entire nation. What remains unclear, however, is why God chose to relay the message of Hazinu as a song. What is the goal of this song, and what advantage does it have over the standard style of the Torah? Az Yashir was man-initiated, a spontaneous expression of Hodah and Shevach by Bnei Yisrael for the incredible miracles that God had performed for them. Song was a natural way for that Hodah to be expressed. However, here it seems that Hashem simply wants to reiterate some of the critical messages of Sefer Devarim, the importance of serving Hashem and keeping his mitzvot, and the accompanying rewards and punishments that will result from our actions. Why does God choose to do so in the form of a song? One hint towards answering this question lies in how God intends us to use Shirat Ha'azinu. After commanding Moshe to write down this song and to teach it to Am Yisrael, God declares that after entry into Eretz Yisrael, there will come a time when Bnei Yisrael will sin before Hashem. As a result of their sins, God will bring upon them many horrible tragedies, to which Am Yisrael should respond with Shira Hazot, this song, as a testimony to Hashem's warnings and as encouragement that things will get better. We can now better understand God's choice of song for the message of Ha'azinu. One unique aspect of song is that it is a vehicle through which a person can more easily memorize words and ideas. Additionally, song and music have the unique ability to elicit emotion and passion. In his desire to equip with us with the tools to deal effectively with the tragedies that will befall us, God therefore commands Moshe to transmit the important message of Ha'azinu in song form. Through the medium of song, the words will be more easily remembered and the message more keenly internalized. With this in mind, we turn to a fascinating debate regarding a pasuk in last week's Parsha. We noted above that at the end of Parshat Vayelech, God commands Moshe, Ve'ata kisvu lachem et hashira hazot ve'lamda et bnei Yisrael. And now, write for yourself this song and teach it to Bnei Yisrael. Most Mefarshim understand Hashira Hazot, this song, to refer to the song that follows, Shirat Hazinu. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, interprets the words Hashira Hazot, this song, as referring to the entire Torah, and derives from this pasuk a biblical commandment for each person to write their own Sefer Torah. At first glance, this Gemara seems a bit strange. In what way is the entire Torah a song? While the Torah narrative and text does include many beautiful and powerful songs, it seems strange for God to refer to the entire Torah as a song. What is the reason for this description? Perhaps we can suggest that God relays a very powerful message when he describes the Torah as a song, as he frames an additional way through which we are meant to experience the Torah. While intellectual discourse and active participation through Torah study and fulfillment of mitzvot are the primary ways in which we experience the tremendous wisdom and depth of the Torah, another way for us to connect to the Torah is to see and experience it as a song. As noted above, music and song have the potential to elicit emotions and passions in powerful ways. Through song, we access a deeper part of ourselves and are able to connect in ways for which we normally cannot. Additionally, there's a certain inner harmony and serenity that is accessed through the medium of song. It is no surprise, therefore, that the Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, declares, "What is the service of God that is with happiness and a complete heart? That is the service done through song." God, therefore, introduces a new way in which we can look at the Torah and view its impact on our lives. Far from simply being a book of laws or an intellectual discipline, we are meant to experience the Torah as a song, a melody full of tremendous depth and meaning, a melody that animates and energizes us towards living lives of inspiration and Kedusha. Parallel to the magic created by disparate instruments coming together to create a beautiful song, living a life of Torah means creating an experience whose whole is greater than the sum of its parts. We are meant to listen to the song of Torah and allow that song to penetrate the depths of our souls, to enlighten and inspire us towards lifelong Avodat Hashem. This new way of viewing the Torah and how it impacts our lives is a crucial approach that we must stress as we raise our children in today's world. From an early age, we must help our kids hear the song of the Torah and encourage them to sing its song. Of course, our primary goal should be for our children to see the Torah as a guidebook that shapes their actions, and our shared study with them should focus principally on strengthening their intellectual connection with the Torah and with Hashem. We must also ensure that they experience Torah learning and Torah life as inspiring and enlightening. We must help them feel Torah as a force that touches them deeply, and connects them to something beyond themselves, the song of Torah. If we are successful in doing so, we will ensure that children, our children, will connect to Hashem and His Torah in the most complete way possible, in a way that will hopefully stay with them throughout their lives. Thank you all for listening. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom.